At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
I like it, man.
Here we go. What up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
And we're here just being friends, talking about things, waxing poetically, eating protein yogurt. That the Yucca app says it's okay, that, man. 80 out of 100. So you put the 80 out of the 100 with the 40 out of 100 of yogurt, it's a 60 out of 100.
And also, too, when the yucca rates the things, you got to look at what they're talking about. So even though it might rate poor, they just telling you it's poor because it's a little too caloric.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not be too many calories for you.
Yeah.
Like that granola is, what, 130?
Yeah, 130.
That's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
If you do one serving.
And put that biscuit sandwich that I was eating in the yucca. It's going to be 2 out of 100. There's going to be no redeeming quality. No redeeming quality.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
So anyway, today we are doing the top 10 movies black people will get mad at you if you haven't seen. Because you know the blacks, we got movies that we will judge your whole life. Kara, do white people be like, you ain't seen Steel Magnolias? They do? We need to bring some white people on this side.
We need to bring the white side to be like, what movies do white people get mad at if you haven't seen?
You ain't seen.
I already know what the white guys would pick.
Yeah. Toy Story?
You haven't seen Toy Story? You dunskies.
Mexican people, blood in, blood out. We talked about that. They was in my comments like, don't you ever come over here until you see Blood in, Blood Out.
Oh, they was on you?
They was on me.
Blood in, Blood Out is a good movie,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but they I'm black, so they wasn't tripping.
Yeah.
But they was like, you do need to watch it.
Yeah,
but if I were Mexican,
good.
They'd probably be like, who even are you? All right, good. So crack it off. What?
It's going to be hard to narrow it down to 10.
Let's just keep going. Maybe we get more than 10.
Okay, all right. So I'm going first?
You're going first.
Okay. I got so many movies on this list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boys in the Hood.
Absolutely.
Boys in the Hood. They'd be like, what? You ain't seen Boys in the Hood?
Mm-hmm.
Always going to get a reaction.
Probably that one out of all the Hood classic movies,
yeah.
Especially the violent one. I mean, the ones that are not comedic.
Yeah.
That probably is the number.
That's the staple.
You got to see. If you ain't seen Juice, they might not be like, yeah, you should have seen Juice, but
yeah,
they probably ain't going to raise too much stink.
They might, though.
They might.
Cause it's got Tupac in there being legendary.
For sure, but Boys in the Hood is going.
Boys in the Hood for sure. That's like
maybe Menace to Society.
Menace will get you that response too. But Boys in the Hood is like the perfect
creme
hood movie. If you want to know what hood life was like in the 90s, you go to that.
Yes. Unfortunately, for those of us who weren't raised in L.A., that movie framed how I saw L.A.
Me too.
For a long while.
And I wasn't really tripping. I was like, yo, man, L.A. crazy. You know what I'm saying? But Menace made me terrified of L.A.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, man, how are people existing in this?
Because in Boys in the Hood, you have Trey with the solid father.
Yeah.
It seemed like Trey, he could choose to be good or bad.
Right.
You got Ricky on his way out to USC.
Right.
You know, he's caught, you know, running.
Uh-huh.
Should have zigged, should have zagged.
Right.
But Menace, they not, ain't no college scholarships on the line.
Here's what Menace was. Here's what Menace was. Menace was the guys that shot at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's them.
Yeah, the guys shot
the
Ricky.
The guys that shot Ricky?
Yes.
This is their story.
100%. They're not going to USC on a scholarship.
We ain't got no Furious Styles
ain't no
in
Furious
our life.
Styles, no we balls.
No, we ain't got no sports scholarship on the line. And we ain't got a criminal with a heart of gold. We gonna kill you. You was talking that shit. We gonna see you again, dog. So now the Menace is that side of it.
Yes, that is the. If that car drove off,
yes.
And Menace to Society came on,
yep.
I'd be like, well,
boom,
this is it.
This is daylight.
Boys in the Hood is over.
Yeah, we blasted that nigga. That's the opening of the film. We blasted that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I told him. You see how I shot him through the back and went through his chest? That's what it's all about. That's me. That's me. They call me Bobby. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't always like this, but here we are.
That's hilarious. 1,000% true. Couldn't agree more. I'm going to go.
I think I know where you go.
The color purple.
I knew you was going to say the color purple first.
The color purple to me might be the biggest.
Yeah.
You have, and that's the Steven Spielberg one, not the most recent one.
Right.
And the thing about it is the color purple is a very traumatic movie.
It's not a good time.
It is not.
Has a great ending, though.
Great ending. And I feel like the newer version had more levity towards the end.
Yeah, for sure.
The first version was like, you get 3 minutes of happiness. You see these little kids and then Mr.
Yep.
And that's it. And it better be enough. The last movie had a whole sequence.
Right.
They had flowers. They had a
the last, dinner. The last movie I understood better.
Yeah.
I understood the story better.
The Dion Cole.
Yeah.
Situation and the kid, it was way more clear and devastating to me in the second one than the first one.
Yeah, because I didn't understand it in the first one. I was like, so what's the dynamic here?
Man.
Like, what is happening here? I was confused.
So was I.
The whole time.
I was not understanding. I mean, I got it, but I didn't get it. Yeah. Also, I was also younger at the time.
Me too.
When I first watched it. But it was spelled out in the second one.
Yeah.
But black people not trying to hear it. If you ain't seen The Color Purple.
You got to watch The Color Purple.
Doesn't matter how old you are. Zay Zay and JoJo, 18 and 16. Why haven't you seen it?
Have they seen it?
We didn't put them through it.
Okay. It's a lot, man. It ain't the family movie you want to put on. All right, sit down, y'all. I know y'all laughing and giggling, but Color Purple.
Watch this girl get molested and abused and punched. There's a little father preacher who hates his daughter.
Yeah. Get in on this.
Yeah, get in on
get
this.
Get the popcorn
man.
Going, man. Watch, get your snacks.
Yeah, man. Watch this. This sex.
This good family
really
fun.
You don't really want to be a part of the sex. Yeah, let's sit down and grab the popcorn and the raisinette.
Good times, family bond.
Yeah, and people be like, "This is my favorite part." Really, fixing the shave, Mister. She was about to kill that man.
She was.
She had the razor.
A lot of people. It's a lot of angry people out here holding on. They know their feeling. Mm-hmm. Just like, I could take you out right now. My favorite part of the movie is the end. The happy ending. When her kids roll up.
Oh, man. They were in Africa.
When her kids roll up, man, and they just standing out there in that field and the African garments are flapping in the wind. I'm just like.
My favorite part.
And you're like, mama. So you can't see the tears. It's just like, what? Why your face wet? I poured water on myself. Whoopi Goldberg was so good in that movie. How she not get an Oscar for it? That's why they gave her an Oscar for Ghost.
Yes, which is what they did for Jamie Lee Curtis.
They should have gave her that shit.
They should have gave her both.
They should have gave her that shit. They should have gave her
Color Purple. That scene where she, have I asked you for anything?
Man.
Have I asked? I jumped. I was like, whoo. the old dad, that woman ain't going to talk to me like that. You trash. You trash. Yeah, like, liar, liar. Simmons is old. Like, and then till you do right by me. And Danny Glover, boy, we ain't forgave him still.
Danny Glover, man.
There
was not a weak piece of fat on that cast.
Mm-mm.
Everybody brought it.
Bag.
Man.
Danny in his bag.
This
Whoopi.
Is Whoopi's debut. This is the
debut album. Out here.
She's a comedian.
Comedians be good at dramatic actors, though. Traditionally, comedians
killed
be
it.
Good dramatic actors. Every role was great.
And it looked like she really aged.
Yes. And the makeup on Whoopi Goldberg, on Oprah, when she got out of jail, Sophia home now.
Man.
Sophia home. It was great, man.
Yeah.
The Color Purple, nobody's trying to see it. Tyler Perry used to put those scenes in his plays all the time.
Mm.
He used to always get a good laugh. Color Purple in there.
Coming to America.
Woo!
Coming to America, man.
Man!
If you ain't seen Coming to America, man, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You ain't got no excuse. Because I'll let you slide on, man, The Color Purple too heavy. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Coming to America, you got no excuse. What's
your
excuse? I don't like laughing.
There's no excuse. Nothing.
Coming to America, you got zero excuse.
Man.
It's one of the best comedies ever made.
Of all time. If you're really a prince, I'll marry you.
I'll marry you. So... shut your old ass up, man. Ain't nobody marrying you on this train.
Stu, you rich dude, mother.
That's the role I want to play so badly. If they recast it, if they redid Coming to America today, not no sequel, they just redid I Want to Be the Landlord at the slum.
He got the good apartment.
And they'll be pulling that falling down the stairs shit on me. You conscious. That's me all day. You think you slick, you falling down the steps, your rent is due. Because I would do that in real life.
Absolutely you would.
You fall down the steps and land and fart, I'm like, look, your rent's due. You boys in Africa is used to this.
It's so good. All right, I'm going to go with Friday.
Yes.
First Friday. Mm-hmm. Again, kind of on the Coming to America.
Yeah.
Just really a perfect film.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It's a perfect
And movie. Comedies don't often, that third act resolution.
Stuck the landing.
They can't. They can't figure out how to do it.
Friday did it. Friday. And they switched the tone.
Switched the tone.
And it worked.
And it worked.
When he fought Debo, I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So good. And once Debo got knocked out, then Smokey can go back to being funny again.
Yes.
But that 15-minute part, when he had the gun.
Yeah. And I thought he killed him for real.
John Witherspoon. I mean, just. You can win some.
Come on, Craig.
You lose some. But you live.
You live.
You live to fight another day. Like, that's a metaphor for life.
For sure.
Pops, rest in peace, John Witherspoon.
Yes, absolutely.
Ice Cube was perfect for that role.
No fat on the cast.
No fat on the cast. Everybody. Ezell. Man. Ezell, just the way AJ was running was funny.
Yeah.
Just the way he ran with the hat.
Hey, what you doing over there, Smokey? hey, don't come over here. Hey, man, look like you taking a shit.
My neck.
My neck.
My
neck and my back.
I wanted $140,000. We can sell the auto court right now for $20.
The way he came out the store, he was about to get in the car. He was like, man, move. He was walking casually like, I'm going to get in with y'all. Hey, man.
Dog, he's so funny, man. Yeah.
It's so many elements in that movie. That's why whenever I would watch it early on when it got to video, every time I watched it, I laughed more and more than the time before because I was just noticing so many different nuances.
The little throwaways are so funny. Me, Melissa, still do. Okay.
I do that all the time.
Okay.
Call me, girl.
Okay.
I do
That's
that.
Jay's
daily
favorite line.
Yes, I did.
Jay loved to do that. Yes, I did.
Why don't you get up and cook and do something? And she like that whole dynamic between him and his mama was mad funny.
Oh my God!
Hey peeps, sorry to interrupt, but let's talk sex, shall we? Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the only original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, longer lasting erections for sexual activities. Okay? All right, Blue Chew is putting his money where his mouth is and is offering you a month free. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Okay? Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A and prepared and shipped directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? You feel me? The best part? It's all done online, y'all. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew is a good time. I'm just saying like that. You know, I don't want to get too graphic and too personal, but Blue Chew is a good time. You know what Blue Chew does? It just helps you stay in the game, I want to say. You know what I'm saying? It just helps you, whatever the festivity is going to be, it's going to help you just get the most out of that particular festivity that you're engaging in. You feel me? It's going to help you. It's going to help you in the game. It's going to be like, yo, Blue Chew, man, I got you. Blue Chew got you. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be over the top. It's not going to be nothing crazy, but it's going to make sure that you, you know what I'm saying, that you can contribute for the whole time the festivities are going on. That's all I'm going to say. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code BALD. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Man, even Pops, man. I had seen him in movies before.
Yeah.
But the way he came in the kitchen.
Eating the grapes.
Like, how you make a grape even sound like that?
How come every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, in the goddamn refrigerator. Eat up all food. He's like, man, boy, come on in here.
I like big feet. I like hog ball.
Yes.
Make it enough is from there.
Make it enough.
We still saying
like, get on my nerves.
Yes. All right.
Why don't you get up or cook or do something?
Girl, why didn't all outside? She looked more like Freddie Jackson? Man.
That girl was cute, by the way.
She was.
He was tripping
and
on
Nia
that.
Nia Long.
Don't get me started on.
Regina King.
I was talking about Nia Long for a good 20 minutes this weekend.
She posted a picture, a video the other day. I said.
I'm sick of Nia Long, man.
God bless America. God is.
She's been killing it lately, man.
I don't remember a time when she wasn't.
It don't exist.
Fresh Prince. Friday. Best man. I met her. At the NAACP, gave her a hug.
Oh.
Smelled amazing.
I need to start going to these events. Don't nobody ever invite me to these
Tony,
events.
Tony, I'm going
to
sock you.
I need to start
you
going to these
matter.
Events.
You wouldn't matter. You would be nominated for the NAACP. I didn't want to wear hard shoes. And I wouldn't, you don't even have to. I didn't want to dress up. You could have worn that. You don't want
to. I could have worn this to the NAACP.
Yeah, you could wear whatever. You know, in LA, some people, he's artsy. You just got to make people think he's artsy.
I should have went dressing this.
Yeah, you could have worn that. Let me see your shoes.
No, I wouldn't have worn these shoes, though.
No, wear some ones. They don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody not dressed up. You was at home. It was like, Tony Baker. He's funny. You was at the house.
I was
tired,
too. That was another thing.
You was at the house.
It was crazy, though, man.
You was at the house.
You be ripping and running, though. I'll sit down.
No, but I be going to the stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. You be ripping and running. Yeah. I be like, man, I'm tired.
But you don't rip and run at all.
I be ripping and running.
Yeah, you be
that
ripping
week,
and running.
Because I did the full weekend in Tampa, flew right into Detroit to film the little rail joint,
mm-hmm.
Came back, went right into the rehearsal for the Upshaws, and then I was there for 3 days. And then NAACP stuff. No, like, man.
I'm a Hollywood star.
No,
I had to shoot a movie and then to rehearse for a TV show. And then I had to be there for an award show.
I had to give you the rip and run.
I'm tired.
That's one week.
That'd not be your life
that
all the time.
That week tore me up, man.
No, early in the year be award season, man. Suck it
out,
up.
Man.
That's why you ain't ever met Nia Long. Because I ripped and ran, and I ran into Nia Long. I said, Nia. She said, hey, Kev.
Because I think Nia Long would like me in real life.
She probably would, but now you'll never know.
I'll never know.
Hey, smoothies. All right, you're up.
So, I got a... So, we got the Color Purple. We got Friday.
Let's take a pause. Hold on. Yeah, Tasha D. He just threw in the little rail and the Upshaw in my busy week.
Well, I had to let you know I was ripping and running.
You did rip and run.
Yeah.
But you got to be tired,
man. You was looking
man.
At me like, you know, Malcolm X is the next movie.
Do people get mad?
Yes. If you black.
If you ain't seen Malcolm.
If you ain't seen Malcolm X, you ain't black. You a coon. You are a coon if you ain't seen Malcolm X.
I don't know.
How dare you?
What y'all say, Patreon?
Shoot.
I mean, I've seen it. A million times. My favorite Spike Lee movie. I feel like blacks probably would get mad.
Come on, man.
Especially of Spike Lee movies.
That movie is about black in America.
Yeah, you're right.
To me, that's the best movie about a black historic figure that
I would
actually
not
existed.
Disagree.
So
Will
I
Ray
like,
was good too.
Who?
But how you describe it historical?
What movie you say?
Ray.
I mean, like a black like, historical figure, like you know, civil
Malcolm,
rights.
Okay, yeah, crossroad. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm gonna go with this one. Harlem Nights. Them black folks from experience. I can tell you,
Malcolm X is more important than Harlem Nights.
Oh, I bet you Harlem Nights get people more upset. I bet you Harlem Nights get people more upset.
Probably so.
I didn't see Malcolm X till late, they'd be like, "Hey, what was up with you?" But Harlem Nights.
That's because you're a comedian. Though.
I think that might have helped it. But I think comedies, more people see comedies than any other movie, I think. You could be like, I don't really want to see Malcolm X die. Like, you can avoid movies that you know have some trauma in them.
Right.
But a comedy, it's hard to say why you didn't see a funny movie that everybody seen.
Right.
Especially Harlem Nights, because it has literally, I can't think of another movie except Life that has that many comedy greats in it.
And Life is better.
Harlem Nights.
Life is better.
Do you feel that way?
1,000%. I'm not even flinching. Harlem Nights has great moments. The fight in the alley, the whole opening scene.
Arsenio Hall, the shooting.
Arsenio Hall.
Dude with the one shot.
But the rest of the movie is just cool.
I love Life.
And Richard is the straight man, so I feel like he was squandered within the cast. He rarely does anything funny. It's like,
no, he doesn't.
Anybody could have been in that Richard role.
No, I agree.
Life, everybody was bringing it.
And Martin got to switch from the straight man.
He went from the straight man to the hilarious old man. So we got to see Martin flourish.
For sure.
Richard didn't do nothing.
He did. He straight the whole time.
Yeah.
They let everybody else rock, though.
Everybody, Red Fox was rocking, Dela Reese was rocking, Eddie was rocking,
Arsenio
was rocking.
Yeah.
Jasmine Guy was all femme fatale.
Oh, Lila Rochon.
I got to
meet her in person. Tell her how big of a fan. The dude who left his wife.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
put your mother on the phone. Baby. I ain't coming home.
Clean. Like, damn.
Put your mother on the phone.
Put your mother on the phone.
Baby, that ain't coming.
And I love Danny Aiello as the crooked cop.
Yeah, it was great.
He was playing that little charming role where he was like, look at you niggas in here.
Sunshine.
I'm living in a fucking hump. But Life overall, Life is funnier, man.
Life is also more tragic.
Oh, super tragic.
Super tragic. But on the funny, even like kind of like Coming to America. I mean, what we were saying about Coming to America. I mean, we were saying about Friday. Even the throwaway lines are funny. One thing me and Melissa still always say, walked out smooth with my drink, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
The way
walked out smooth with my drink, didn't he? How about I turn y'all in the nigga time?
That scene?
So you say it's about 5.
We need to do that for the Ball
Brothers.
I
didn't know y'all was that serious around pies down here.
Y'all boys can read so good. Why y'all didn't see that sign
over there? They cast her perfectly. Hey, you boys can read so good. I felt the racism.
The shotgun behind the pie desk.
I know that tear y'all.
Say about 2-3 miles down this way. 2-3 miles. No. I'm hungry. I want some
Billy. I want some pie.
The stuff Eddie Murphy would say to that scene, they probably didn't even got the recipe for that, man. They don't even know how to make that, man. I just think we should go ahead and go.
Eddie Murphy was firing on all cylinders, man. When he was in the car talking about Ray's, boom, boom, boom. Doesn't that sound like a place where it's fun? Hell yeah, you want to. Shit yeah, you want to. He was like, loan denied. See, that's why you ain't invited, because you ain't coming down this motherfucker.
I was rewatching that, like, man, where did they go wrong? And the moment they went down to that tiny
scene. Oh, you mean where the characters went wrong?
Where they went wrong in the movie? Because I was like, man, they could have just, they had it.
They had it.
They had the moonshine. Yep. They had the $2.
They shouldn't have went into town for
once
a good
time. Went into town, they was gone.
It was dead to rights.
Martin had to go get the coochie. Yeah. He came downstairs, you know.
Lost
and
all his
Eddie.
Money.
Oh, the way they played him on the card game.
Yeah,
that's
man.
They just, I mean, we would have had no movie, but because the way it ended, y'all just go. Yep.
It was really the card game.
It was the card game. Because Eddie would.
Because once they seen Clarence Williams III laying there, Eddie was looking for his watch.
Yep.
Had he never encountered that man and lost the watch,
he would have been good.
It would have just been like, oh, snap.
Or if he thought he would have just lost straight up.
Yeah.
because but he caught the cheating, and they're like, that girl doesn't even work here. Yeah. He was just, and then Chef Pike,
man,
who I love that guy, R. Lee Ermery.
Oh yeah, he's great. He's great every time.
Full Metal Jacket. He's good. He was in a funny movie with Steve Zahn. I can't think of it right now, but anyway.
Steve Zahn.
Love Steve Zahn. All right, yeah, what you got?
It's a good time. Oh, it's on me again. It's tough. I got mad movies, bro.
No, let me hear them, man.
Now in this day and age, yeah, Black Panther.
Yes.
They like, yo, you ain't seen Black Panther?
I don't think I even know anybody who ain't seen Black Panther.
That's a movie like, it feels like everybody saw.
Man.
And if you didn't see it and you black, you'd be like, you ain't seen that? You don't even want to hear that. I don't get into comic book movies, but no,
that was a cultural moment. We felt like, I remember in that moment, I felt like if we didn't go see that and it didn't do well at the box office, we wasn't going to get.
Yeah.
They was going to take Black Panther out of the rest of the Marvel movies, too.
For sure.
Like you ain't getting no solo movie. And also, Get Out. You ain't going to be in Civil War or nothing else. Scram you.
Right.
And the fact that it did over $1 billion, I believe, and it came out in 1.3 and it came out in February. I remember All Death.
Came out in February.
We all went.
Yep. 200 million first week.
Woo! So good.
Over 100 million second week.
That's a lot of money, man.
700 million domestic.
And it was a good movie.
It was a good time, man. I saw it in the theaters three times myself.
Did you? Uh-huh. I think I saw it twice. I saw it with my family, the kids loved it. Yeah. No arguments.
It was a good time.
All right.
What you got?
Sister Act 2.
Nah, man.
Nope. Back in the Habit. Absolutely.
Nope.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit?
Nah, I'm not giving it to you.
Yes, you are. Because you didn't see it all the way through. And people in the Patreon.
That's because they
shame him.
It's already bandwagoning over there by Sister Act 2, man.
If
you going to doubt Malcolm X, but you going to ride for Sister Act 2?
I bet you more people would be mad if you didn't see Sister Act 2 than you didn't see Malcolm X.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Nah,
hell
man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Put it in perspective like this.
Okay, put it in perspective like this.
Denzel is one of the greatest actors we have, period.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
And black folks love Denzel Washington.
Denzel.
So with that love comes Malcolm X.
For sure.
Arguably his greatest performance.
Yes.
So people are going to be like, wait, you love Denzel, you ain't seen Malcolm X? People going,
Sister Act 2? You are underestimating.
Ain't nobody tripping on
and
Sister
they
Act
are! Two. You are underestimating the power of a cult classic.
Man, look out.
We're going to settle this right now.
What you about to settle?
We're going
to
make a video.
What's the question?
I'm going to say, what would you be more mad at somebody if they didn't see? Malcolm X.
You about to lose.
Okay. And I'm okay with losing.
All right.
I'm not even going to say how I feel about it.
Okay. All right. Cue it up.
I'm in here, man.
All
right. Help us settle the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you be more mad at if a person didn't see? Malcolm X or Sister Act 2? That's all we need to know. What would you be more upset if a person said, hey, I ain't seen Malcolm X? Or, hey, I ain't seen Sister Act 2. Let me know in the comments. Guaranteed.
That's it.
I ain't saying nothing.
What they saying over here?
Patreon, what y'all say?
They saying Malcolm.
Neither. Oh, I'm kind of losing right now.
They say do a poll.
Oh, dang. Oh. It's not nearly as strong as I thought it was going to be. I'm going to put it out there still. I'm going to post it right now.
There's a lot of Sister Acts coming in.
Let's poll. I'm putting a poll on Instagram now. Right now. Y'all can vote.
There's a lot of Sister Act 2s in there.
Sister Act 2 is a family movie. Everybody can watch it. I mean, everybody can
Malcolm
watch Malcolm
X is important.
Absolutely. But you ain't pulling Malcolm X out on a Friday night after the kids had a long
weekend
school.
That's because the movie is serious business and
it's
3 hours.
That's why I'm saying. That's why more
we're not talking about which
it.
One is more watchable on the day to day. But Malcolm X is a movie you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just for a movie wise, but just for you know what I'm saying.
I'm agreeing with you on that. But I'm saying people would be more mad about Sister Act 2
than Malcolm X.
Yeah,
man, watch out.
Back in
man.
The Habit.
Watch
you just
out.
Can't see Sister Act 2 straight because you're so biased about the first one. Sister Act 1 was better.
It was a better movie, man. Y'all putting too much sauce on Sister Act 2.
And the more people like it, the more you like it. Now I hate it more. Now I don't like it.
Now it's gonna be on my dartboard. Sister Act 2 gonna be on my dartboard.
Back in the Habit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're underestimating the power of nostalgia. Malcolm X don't create no nostalgia.
It should it for don't. American history, goddammit.
You think people care about history? We care yes. about Cole Bean. Hey, Carla Green. Cole Bean. All right, it's up on Instagram. Y'all go vote.
Yeah, man.
I'm
going to
put it in my stories, too.
Yeah, put it all over the place.
I'm going to put it all over the place. Well, there it is.
Cross-platform that thing. Let me put my vote in. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm, goddammit. Look at that. Two responses is 50-50 already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Post it. All right, you're up.
Okay. So, we have, I'm going to keep it comedy again, and I'm going to go Boomerang.
Yeah.
Boomerang is.
Was that? That was before Friday?
Yeah, that was okay. 92.
That's you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's yeah. where I remember John.
That's like one of the ultimate romantic comedies. That's purely like straight up romantic comedy in the vein of like an adult contemporary yeah. romantic comedy. That's yeah. like the blueprint, especially for romantic comedies that came out. After that, it was mm-hmm. just like, man, the Boomerang blueprint is yes. crazy.
Yes.
Because Coming to America, even though it's about romance, it could be, you could be confused. You could forget
for
about
sure,
the element.
Sure. There's, but there's Boomerang is like, yo, where you forget that.
Men and women, y'all. Yeah. This is romantic comedy.
Men and women,
through and
y'all.
Through. Yeah. It's all about the relationships.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Boomerang is that quintessential piece of a black romantic comedy.
For sure. I'm going to go House Party.
I love House Party.
We don't get that type of movie
I
anymore.
Love House
the coming
Party.
Coming to the age, I love a good coming to age movie.
Yeah.
House Party, Breakfast Club, Ferris Party. Bueller's Day Off.
People be hating on House Party, and I don't like it.
Well, they hate on House Party.
They be, when people be posting that one guy to go, people be picking House Party a little too much.
What the other movies be
I don't
on?
Know.
You just what don't like the House Party?
Because I love House Party.
I love it, too.
And they be picking some other stuff over House Party, and I'll just be like.
Tisha Campbell, AJ Johnson. I just ran into AJ Johnson at a party last week.
Did you?
Yep. She introduced me to
man,
an Amazon.
You running into everybody.
Because I be going to the stuff. I be putting on them hard bottoms, and I be going and taking the pictures. I was on a plane yesterday with John Boyega, Melvin Gregg.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They was on the same flight?
Same flight as me and Liz.
Where was y'all going? Where was
they
going?
Just coming back from New York. They had that one, number one on the call sheet. They had some big event in New York.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. My Melissa's mom cracked me up today. She sent a picture of 50 Cent had a party in New York last night. And she was like, you should go. You should have went. And I was like, I wasn't invited. She was like, act like you belong.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I didn't know where it was. I can't act like I belong. She was like, Jay would have knew.
Oh.
Okay. Mary, I don't. What do you want me to say?
Claude.
What am I supposed to say to that?
Damn.
Jay would have knew about the 50 Cent party. How do you know that? She act like I didn't go because I didn't. Was like, I should belong there. Like, I was doing something else.
Dang.
I was at wrestling.
Jay would have knew.
All right, you're up.
The Wiz.
Oh, man.
The Wiz.
We made our boys watch that for this very reason.
Yeah, man.
We like, y'all gotta see it. They were watching. They were like,
gotta watch The Wiz. especially with Wicked coming out, man. Hey, hold on, man. Turn that off.
The boys were like,
let me show you this.
Michael Jackson was the redeeming quality for them.
Okay.
But there were parts where they're just like,
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really holds up as well as we would like.
It don't have to.
It don't have to.
It don't have to. It's iconic.
The music is good, though.
The music is good.
Who hate The Wiz? How you hate The Wiz?
Hate The Wiz?
Listen, what y'all hating it for?
You can't win.
Bring back the feeling.
Don't bring me no bad
that
news.
That we had.
What you mean?
It's slow in the beginning, though. It's mad slow in the beginning. They sitting at the table. Bring back the feeling that we had. And Diana Ross trying to get herself together, do all the errands around the house, make sure all the food is on the plate. Once you get the eyes, then it's cracking. And it's a little long. And then the 70s cinematography make you feel the time.
Oh, boy. Do you remember the time indeed?
Yeah. So
he's on, but like, you got He's On Down the Road.
He's On Down the Road, man.
He's On Down the Road.
You got the 10-man song bam, that I love. He's On Down. Slide some more to me. Let it trickle down my spine. Crisco would do just fine. Slice. So we started getting more loose as the song went on, man. Let's go. Let's go. And the way the lion busts up out the statue. You looking at the poll results?
I'm looking at the poll.
Already, huh?
It ain't telling me no results.
Yeah, man, watch it. Let me see if I see
it. You see the results, man? I don't see the results.
Hold on. Sometimes you got to refresh it.
You gotta refresh? Because, you know, usually how it starts off is how it ends.
Yeah,
it usually, I don't really see things come back and win.
I've only seen it come back and win like a couple times, but they got to be extremely
close. Sister Act 2, 60-40 so far.
Oh, man, it's your base.
No, it ain't my base,
it's
man.
It's your base, man.
It ain't my base.
Your base is soft.
Somebody made a good point. This I agree with. People expect you to have seen, to know about Malcolm X even before the movie.
Mm.
I read his autobiography. I was like, dang.
Sister Act 2 is not a big landmark movie.
I be wanting to sock
it's
you.
Not a landmark movie,
yes,
man.
It is,
y'all just
man.
Like that. Y'all just like that little happy singy shit, man. It's not a landmark film.
What does a landmark film mean?
Like a landmark film is like it's a touchstone. It's like a movie that's important, that it makes a cultural impact. Malcolm X did all that. The movie. Not just a figure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had the hats. We was rocking it. It was must-see. They showing it in classrooms. Ain't nobody watching Sister Act 2 in no classroom unless it's just a free day. Y'all want to see Sister Act 2?
Tony, you don't understand how many free days people have. I've seen Sister Act. Also, I think.
I'm talking about at school.
Yeah. I've also seen Sister Act 2.
In school.
Well, I don't remember watching it in school, but you could play that in school more than you play Malcolm X. They shot that man. Get your hand out of my pocket.
But it's important. It really happened.
You are misunderstanding. You thinking I'm disagreeing with that.
Man,
I don't disagree with that. But nostalgia, we was young. We was watching that.
That's the only reason y'all love this little movie, man.
But that's what made my point. And you watching over and over. I seen Sister Act 2 probably 75 billion times.
Watch
I seen Malcolm
man.
X. That's one of my favorite movies. I probably seen it about 15, 20 times.
Okay, you black.
Yeah. Right. You black?
You black.
Some
of y'all ain't black.
But that Sister Act 2, especially for church kids, maybe Modest is more church kids.
Well, you got the churchy crowd. I'm going to put the poll on my page.
Put the poll on your page.
Where the heathens is at.
Matter of fact, and then let's make it right now.
Yeah.
And you talk. That way we know it ain't base for base.
Because the heathens.
Actually, I think the people even in your comments be still agreeing with me. But go ahead. I ain't going to say nothing. Come on, put it up then.
Let's get to the heathens. What up, y'all, man? Me and Kev up in here doing the Ball Brothers podcast. Got a question for you, answering the polls. You know what I'm saying? What movie do you think people would be more angry if you haven't seen? Malcolm X or Sister Act 2? Y'all let us know in the polls, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't put no sprinkles. No sprinkles.
You ain't put no sprinkles?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm tearing Tony comments up.
Nah, you stay out of there.
Nah, you go in there.
You stay your ass
you
out of there.
You
already,
there.
Did, yo. Don't come over here.
You go in there. Because I'm trying to tell you. You done let how you feel about Sister Act 2 cloud your vision, man.
Sister Act 2 was cute.
No, it was great.
Malcolm X was important.
They were both important.
Sister Act 2, if it never existed, it'd been fine. It never came out. They took an L at the box office.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
Took a smooth
Lots
L around
Hubbard.
Lots
of great movies take L at the box office. Willy
That's
Wonka
true.
And the Chocolate Factory took an L at the
That's
box
true.
Office.
That's true. The Wizard of Oz tanked.
Yeah, they came out. Willy Wonka, they was like,
It's a Wonderful Life bomb.
That's one of my favorite Christmas movies. That might
it
be my favorite.
At the box office,
It's not my favorite, but it's top three. He was going to kill himself in Black and White. That movie got serious.
I don't remember it like that. I remember seeing it, but I don't.
I want to do that, but not for the, like, kill myself part. I just want to see what it would be like. Like, I'm just curious.
To kill yourself?
No.
Oh.
If my life, if I weren't in it.
You would want to.
I just want to see what it would be like. Like, I want to do what he did, but not for the reasons he did.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? His reasons were like, nobody leaves me. I'm just curious, like, how it would be. Yeah, I'm good, y'all. I'm good. All right, I'm gonna go Lean on Me.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, I feel like
Good
Lean
choice.
On Me is one of those movies where people quote it, and if you don't know that movie, you won't know what that quote out of that movie, you won't know.
Right.
Like, they used to call me Batman, or you used to call me Crazy Joe, now they call me Batman.
Yeah.
That scene with him in the head nigga in charge scene.
Yes.
Who's the dude?
Robert Guillaume.
Mm. Now let's go get something to eat.
Yeah. Like, that fight they had was so dope.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And I love that they could go fuss at each other, cuss at each other.
Let's go get something to eat. You really think you bad, don't you?
He was, especially because he was small to Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Morgan is towering over him.
Contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigga in charge.
Love it.
Now let's get something.
Get a chain on the door. Go 10. The enemy is here.
The enemy's here. He was cold busted. They had him dead to rights.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack? Don't you? Jump. Don't you smoke crack?
Joe was on 10 at all times, man.
Wild.
Chill out, bro.
The little pregnant girl from her, all to get the test scores up. Kid Fresh was finna stab the person in the cafeteria.
They was slapping the shit out of him in that movie, man. He was getting the shit slapped out of him.
Man, the Fair East Side in the bathroom. Fair East Side. That was one of the first YouTube videos we ever made on my KFred 926 channel. We did Lean On Me in 4 minutes. And it went viral, man. 716 views.
Oh,
we were like, 700 people saw this, y'all.
716.
Hype. But yeah, Lean On Me, you got to.
Yeah, Lean On Me is fire.
You got to see Lean On Me.
It's better than Sister Act 2 as well.
No,
let's keep
it
going.
Is not.
Let's keep. What? You saying Sister Act 2 is better than Lean On Me?
How are you describing better?
A better movie.
Why you don't like Sister Act 2? Because it's the choir and competition?
Because y'all putting too much on
it. We are putting the rep. We ain't saying it's the best movie ever.
Y'all just putting too much on it.
You just don't. It started because people liked it more than one. And you
ain't that.
What was your first problem with it then?
Y'all putting too much on it.
What too much? What's that? I think we put the record.
Sister Act 2 is a classic. It's a classic.
It is a classic. Leah knows. It is a classic. I don't think anybody who sees Sister Act 2 don't like it. I feel like it's
cute.
It's not. You got served.
That's the most you're getting it. No, You Got Served is not good.
You Got Served is cute, man. He was like, they still in our moves.
Nah, man.
That was cute. You know what's cute? You know what's cute? Hardball is cute.
Yes.
Hardball is cute.
That's a cute
Sister Act 2,
emotional
I feel like
punch.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what the part that I think Sister Act 2 people resonate with the Rita and her mom dream crushing part. That was good.
You've seen that 80 million
you
times.
You just think
already.
It's because Dolores Van Cartier was finna die for the mob. The stakes were higher in Sister Act 1.
The stakes were extremely high.
And it was
we gotta win the competition, y'all. All right, they lost the competition. So what?
So the school going to close,
so
man.
So what, man?
So they're going to be out of the street.
Okay. Her life was on the line from the mob in the first one, man.
Just because
she was a fish out of water. It was just more compelling. It was more funny. See, this Vegas showgirl, like, oh, man, I'm a nun. I'm uncomfortable in these clothes, man. I was like, yeah, whoopee.
Let's be clear. I love Sister Act. I really do.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I think you're just saying that to sound political in this moment.
I love Sister
I
Act.
Love the blacks. But listen.
I just connect with Sister Act 2 so
it's
much
it's because
more.
It was people singing in the church. It's like a gospel.
It's
like we're in church again, guys. We're singing about God. That's the reason
that's
for the season,
the reason.
Man.
Jamal, he was scared. And even here's what I will give you. They did repeat some stuff with the characters. The I don't remember her name, but the small white girl who was scared of her voice in the first one, Jamal just does the same thing.
We've
that
seen
she does.
That all
I
the time,
agree, but I don't care.
Speaking of scary singers, man, black folks would get mad if you ain't seen the 5 Heartbeats.
Oh my God!
Now that's a movie. That's a classic. That's a scared character coming out his shell in Choir Boy.
Love it. They messing with my music.
Duh. Firing on all cylinders.
Love it. No argument. I
it
think
wasn't cute. It was good. It was a good movie.
5 Heartbeats. So many black people thought the 5 Heartbeats was based on a real group.
It was elements of like
yeah,
a couple
all
different
that stuff.
Groups. Yeah.
But people were like, man, where man. You get that music from? Like, no, that was Robert Townsend made that up.
I love that movie.
No, man. I want to listen to it. Like, bro, that's not, this. They don't exist. They're like amalgamation of all them, that type of music. Yeah. No, I hear all that. Heard everything. But that movie also has so many quotables.
Yeah. Nice like this. I wish raindrops would fall. Stop telling me I'm losing in the poll. It's still early. Tony losing in the poll, y'all. Tony,
you're going to lose.
Nah, man, watch. Let it cook.
Let me see. Let it cook. Okay, I'm going to tell you on Twitter right now.
Let it cook.
And I didn't even put the video up. I just wrote the words. 62-38%, like I told you.
Wait, what'd you say? What was the words?
The words was,
we got an approval process.
What would
process.
You be more mad if a person said they didn't see Malcolm X or Sister Act 2 Back in the Habit? What's it,
62? Man, what kind of coons are y'all?
I'm telling you, you ain't got your hand to the people. Let me look on yours.
Look at mine. 61-39%. What kind of coons are y'all?
What did I tell them, Leah?
Y'all
I tried
to pure tell them. Coons.
I tried
man.
To tell them.
Look at y'all.
I tried to tell you. It's a more fun movie.
It's a more fun. Life ain't fun. Malcolm X died for you coons. And y'all sitting up here, they singing for the school, y'all. Y'all soft. I can't believe this. I cannot believe
I
this
told you.
Horse shit.
You are wrong. You ain't want to believe it. I told you. People love that movie. Mm-mm. It don't. Also, a movie does not have to be good for you to love it. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't even argue Napoleon Dynamite's a great movie, yeah. Nor is Nacho Libre. You can't tell me that when I'm laughing.
People love Belly, and that movie is not good.
Perfect example.
Yeah. That
Brennan
movie's not
made the
good.
Point that Purple Rain is not a good movie.
It's not.
And I hadn't thought about it. Because nostalgia will put you on the, like, you remember the good parts, but I hadn't really went and watched the movie.
Not even nostalgia. I was like, these niggas can't act. I was saying that when I was a kid. I was like, yo, the acting is subpar, but I really like this movie. And the music is incredible.
Music is incredible. Speaking about the movies you talking about.
And Apollonia.
Apollonia.
Oh, she purified herself at Lake Minnetonka. But keep going.
The Temptations.
Okay.
They gonna be mad.
That's a little tougher because it was a TV movie, but
and I was gonna say the other one I was gonna say is Jackson 5 American Dream, which is also a TV movie.
That's also a TV movie.
But you gotta have nobody's trying to hear it. Jackson 5 American Dream is like 4 hours if you watch them all. And we was having to watch them on TV.
Yeah.
We sitting through commercials.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta sit through all that. It's gonna take all night.
Never seen it. Wow. Out of the three, Five Heartbeats,
Five
the Jacksons. Okay.
That you got that they'd be mad at?
Temptations.
Five Heartbeats.
Okay.
I like Five Heartbeats better than the Temptations. Also, Temptations is based on a true story. Five Heartbeats has the ability to pull from all the other stories.
You know what it's like, those two? I equate it to like The Godfather and Goodfellas.
Yes.
The Temptations had more time to sit, so it's longer, so they're going through every beat. So that's like The Godfather of like, you know, black groups in the day.
Yep.
Five Heartbeats is Goodfellas. It's streamlined, it's short, we're going to edit it down, you can watch it.
Love it.
And if The Temptations is on, I'll be like, all right, and then I'll leave. But if The Five Heartbeats is on, you got me. You got me.
Because Flash is lonely at the top. He announced
his man.
He announced that this nigga was the coldest ever. Accepts the award.
Yeah.
Announces he's leaving the group.
Yes.
And the new album coming out in 2 weeks. So you was in the studio
for months. Brewing. He was out of here.
New album is done.
It's Lonely at the Top, baby.
And then the name of the album is It's Lonely at the Top.
It's Lonely at the Top, y'all.
They should have killed him.
Flash was cooking.
They should have killed him.
He was like, I'm
out of
here,
how you gonna name
y'all.
The album It's Lonely at the Top?
It's Lonely at the Top.
I could have been. That's such a petty title. That's like, I ain't never needed them niggas.
Man.
In stores.
It's
soon.
Lonely at the Top.
I'm better than all of them, volumes 1 and 2.
I wonder how that album did.
Tanked. No, you know what? I did. What if it was Bobby Brown? Bobby Brown left the group and then released one of the greatest albums. Yeah.
But he tanked first.
Did he?
Yeah. Don't Be Cruel is his second album. He had a solo album before that.
Tanked. I didn't know.
Yeah. His debut album
so
tanked.
They probably were like, boom.
Yeah, but then Don't Be Cruel though.
Oh, that's
outsold
worse.
Anything they had ever did.
Oh, that's worse. I didn't even know he had I thought Don't Be Cruel was the first album.
No, that was the second one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But then, you know, then Bell Biv DeVoe came out.
But nobody reached the heights of Don't Be Cruel.
No. But still, you know, you go 4 times platinum, you ain't tripping.
You ain't tripping.
Because Poison was selling like hotcakes. And then Ralph Tresvant went platinum. Johnny Gill went platinum.
It was all winning.
That's big success.
Big success. All right, I'm going to go. We down the line now, so I don't know if it's as strong.
We just shooting shots.
But I say Love and Basketball.
I got it wrote down.
Feel like people not trying to hear it if you ain't seen Love and Basketball. Whether you love it or not, it's a must see black movie.
You
shout out
love
to
basketball?
Gina Price Blackwood.
You met her too?
I have met her. I was meeting everybody. They be at the stuff. She's nice. Reggie.
If you say Roots, I haven't seen Roots.
Oh, Roots is another one.
I haven't seen Roots.
I've seen Roots.
It's too long, man. Watch out.
I've seen it. It was a one watch, though.
It's made for TV. It's back in the day. I don't respect made for TV like that all the time. Especially if it's going to be old made for TV, I'm out. It's going to be old made for TV, 70s? I'm out, man. It's going to be soft. All right, I'm gonna rattle off the list of movies I wrote down.
Rattle them off, man.
So I wrote down Menace to Society,
yep.
Juice,
yep.
Soul Food.
Oh, dang.
New Jack City.
Yep.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh my God.
Coolie
yeah.
High.
Yeah.
Waiting to Exhale.
Basically every black movie ever.
Get Out on the New Tip. Not all the black movies. Do the Right Thing. Would you coons? I don't even know if Do the Right Thing is essential for you coons. Y'all some coon ass niggas to me at this point. School Days.
I ain't seen School Days.
Set It Off.
Love it.
Soul Food.
Nigga, that's basically every movie from 91 to 99.
It's a lot of black movies I did
that's
not mention.
Everything.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
Two Can Play That Game ain't on here. I ain't got the Barbershop 1 and 2 on here. I ain't got
you got
everything
else.
Shit on here.
You got everything else.
I don't have The Best Man. I don't have The Wood. I don't have Poetic Justice on here.
When you're black, you got to see everything because basically every movie you do.
House Party 2, House Party 3.
What's the other House Party movie that's not called House Party?
Huh?
Class Act.
I don't have Class Act on here.
Mo Better
Blues. I don't have South Central on here. I don't have
Players Club. The Wood ain't better than Sister Act 2, Chris Wiley Jr.
Wait, what'd he say?
The Wood is better than Sister Act 2.
I agree. 1,000%.
Nah, it probably is.
Yeah, man.
You coons.
Y'all right, coons, though. For real.
We'll see y'all later next week on the Coon Podcast. All right. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.